features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session.
Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you.
There's an old story that says you can't kill a frog by dropping him in boiling water. He reacts so quickly to the sudden heat that he jumps out before he's hurt. But if you put him in cold water and then warm it up gradually, he never decides to jump until it's too late. By then, he's cooked.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
better get me a one-way Greyhound bus.
In my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, so well, I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know? Before I begin, yes, I've got you under my skin. Comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop. Before I begin, Yes, I've got you.
Dokonomia, welcome to this edition of Moonlicker, your acclaimed, personal, tailor-made program of the healing arts. And listen, have you ever heard of brachial pruritus, yes. Heard of it, let alone be able to pronounce it. Well, this is a very weird condition that I am suffering in this installment entitled Baby Scratch My Forearms, The Nerve. Yeah, this brachial pruritus is entirely an itchy forearm thing. Both forearms, one forearm. In my case, both forearms. And I mean, it is incredibly itchy. Incredibly. And the thing is, you know how nice it is when you satisfy an itch? When you satisfy this particular type of conditional itch, it stings. It hurts. There's like a rebound effect where it really, really doesn't feel good. So I've been suffering with this. So it would come on just like all of a sudden. And I mean, it would last a long time. And it got to a point where it was keeping me up at night. Yes, this is called brachial pruritus. And so I actually made an appointment with the dermatologist because up to that point, I had been advised by friends, even the kindly pharmacist, that, it sounds like eczema. So she had advised some kind of lotion, Avita or something like that. Can't remember the real name or the accurate name. And it's oatmeal. It's oatmeal, right? And I remember when I was in school, a friend of mine, you know, she had this oatmeal smell in her room, and it really sickened me. I mean, I guess it was maybe the same kind of ointment or lotion. So anyway, this didn't do anything. It didn't do anything. So, you know, I contacted a dermatologist, and of course, you know, it's not ever a case of having an immediate appointment. Saw the dermatologist, really nice guy. I've seen him previously for odd little moles on my body. And he said right away, oh, you've got brachial pruritus. And he said, do you have any problems with your neck? And I says, well, aside from just crepitus, you know, a noisy neck, snapping neck kind of sound. And he said, it's a pinched nerve. And the thing about it is, I mean, I couldn't even fathom this. The idea of incredibly itchy arms, forearms, that was related not to something under the skin, some kind of a bacterial thing, but strictly because of a pinched nerve in my neck. Yes. And sure enough, I looked it up, and I mean, right there. Cervical neck nerve, well, it's through C5 and C8, but I think more specifically C5. You've got these things called cranial nerves and in your neck. And if you sever a nerve, let's say after, say, 2, everything is affected below. So that is why, you know, when they had Christopher Reeves just completely devastated by that fall, he had broken his neck, and in the real sense, he had severed his spinal cord, his cervical nerve, below a certain level of vertebrae, and that paralyzes you, okay? So anyway, even to the point of, you know, having to have assisted breathing. I mean, I think it's at level 2 or 3. I can't remember my neuroanatomy, but anyway. So so at level 5, C5, which innervates your arms. I mean, the others do to an extent too. Sure enough, the tops of your forearms, up from like the bicep to, inclusive of some of the other nerves there, your elbow. And he told me, he said, you know, it will not affect the bottom of your forearms. Okay, it's strictly the top and up to the elbow, and also to a portion of the upper arm, you know, the biceps area. So it's crazy. It was really crazy. And, you know, he went through a regimen of ointments, none of which really worked. And then ultimately, I'm on something called gabapentin. Gabapentin is used for trying to quiet a nerve. It's like one of those dual action drugs, which had been used or has been used in epilepsy, but also has a benefit for nerve pain, and in my case, nerve itchiness. So somewhere up in my cervical spine, in my neck, is a piece of the nerve, the rootlet, that is being pinched by bone spur? I don't know. But yeah, it's some kind of arthritic chain. So, you know, this can happen to you. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've had an accident. It can with an evulsed disc, vertebrae, or, You know, in my case, it could have been, I don't know, but I think it's probably just arthritic changes. Brachial radialis is one of the muscles. Anyway, brachial pruritus. Be aware. We continue.
With its receptive cortical layer, this little fragment of living substance is suspended in the middle of an external world charged with the most powerful energies.
Yeah. Summer day, oh, when I kissed you and called you sweetheart. I do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley, the cat was high.
You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. Brain, boy, 14 years just shot right there, man.
Dar a no seas cruel con mi corazón, a no seas cruel con mi corazón.
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Bye.
Zumbling the brain. It's a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Are you insane? Are you out of your mind? Tower of Babel, something we've uncovered. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council. Hello again. This is your itchy friend, Dr. Nomi. I was a little leery when I was considering talking about this because, you know, if you talk about being itchy, you know what happens? You know what happens. You start itching. I hope that doesn't happen to you, but I'm talking about something that was completely out of orbit in terms of itchiness. You have never experienced anything like this unless you've had it. You know, maybe eczema. You know what reminds me? When I was in college, a long, long time ago, when the earth was green, I remember, you know, I was like all about 18. I remember there was a student there who, you know, this woman, well, you know, she was pretty young at that point, about 18, you know, young woman. And she had this skin condition, and it was, it resulted in sort of a leathery look to her skin. I mean, it was ruddy, you know, it was reddened and leathery. And I felt really, really bad for her. I mean, you know, but, you know, what would happen is nobody would sit with her in the cafeteria. And I was just a dweeb and wasn't brave enough, but, you know, I really, really felt badly for her. And I did notice that how strange, you know, all these, you know, people who had made it to college were so stupidly non-compassionate and laughing at her. I mean, snickering at her, you know, behind her back. You know, she chronically sat by herself, and, you know, people did not want to sit with her because of just her appearance. And it was a great shame in my recollection, because I should have just sat with her. But, you know, back then I was not a very outgoing kind of person. I still am not. I was very shy, and, you know, you tend to, you know, worry about your own reputation. So, you know, if you were drawn to somebody who is in an out group in that way, not a hip person, not, you know, a artsy person or something like that, but somebody who has some kind of a stigma, you know, it is really a shame, because you know, you start worrying about what people would think of you, possibly. And it is always gratifying, whatever age, when you see someone who just kind of breaks that down and makes an effort to be a friend of somebody who looks like they are having a difficult time socially. And the thing that really struck me was, in time, she died. And it you know, it was really, really, it was one of those, very sobering, moments for one being 18. You know, somebody in your sphere who actually died. Because, you know, when you're that young, I mean, you really don't know of anybody usually dying, you know, unless you've had a grandfather or, you know, somebody who is elderly. But, you know, someone within your age cohort, your age group, that's quite alarming. And, you know, it really bugged me. But what bugged me also was how many people were real penitent, not penitent, but real sorry, you know, would talk in like these tones of just mourning. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, you, and actually also me, we did nothing. You know, we're all saddened, but we did nothing to make this person feel better. So anyway, a digression. I don't want to get into it too much because this is supposed to be a lively, healthy, gift-giving, kind program, and we're going to continue for right now. And later on, I'm going to talk to you about specifically my itch that could not be satisfied. All right, we continue.
My cupboard's always empty and bare because those dirty little rats have been there. I need those rats in my room. I can't face them all, those rats in my room. I'm afraid that I'll got bats in my room because of all those nasty rats in my room.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.